Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Donald Trump is unquestionably the most unique and charismatic figure in American politics since Ronald Reagan. Yet despite his familiarity on the public stage, he remains an enigmatic, mysterious figure to many. Not since Lincoln has a man drawn such intensely opposite responses of love and hate, and even in Lincoln's case, the intensity was over the issue of slavery. With Trump, the intensity is over the man himself. How can the same man inspire such radically opposite reactions? To the point that there are some who would take a bullet for him and others who want to celebrate the would-be assassin who actually attempted to take his life. This is the Trump enigma. Dinesh D'Souza, author of Vindicating Trump, has had a prominent career as a writer, scholar, public intellectual, and filmmaker. Born in India, D'Souza came to the U.S. as an exchange student at the age of 17 and graduated Phi Beta Kappa from Dartmouth College. The author of many best-selling books, including America, The Big Lie, Death of a Nation, and United States of Socialism, he is also the creator of three of the top 10 highest-grossing political documentaries ever made. Dinesh, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
I got to start with, the left loves to call former President Trump a tyrant and portray his election to a second term as some sort of existential threat to democracy. If he didn't do anything tyrannical in his first term in office, then why do his critics say this about him? What is it that they're so convinced that a second term is going to end up as some off with their head moment?
I think that they know that the charge is bogus, but it is a good question as to why they make it. And I say that because the left had accusations to throw against, say, the two Bushes or against Reagan, but they didn't use that one. They would say, oh, Reagan's a washed up movie actor, but they didn't say Reagan is threatening to subvert democracy or is an existential danger to America. I think the reason that they say this about Trump is he is an 800-pound gorilla that is threatening a new tyrannical regime that the left and the Democrats have been cooking up since the days of Obama. I mean, if you look at the elements of tyranny, look at societies around the world that are tyrannical or unfree, what do they have? Well, they have mass surveillance of citizens. They have systematic censorship. They have criminalization of political differences. They have attempts to lock up the leader of the opposition party. And hey, we have all those things, but they're certainly not coming from Trump. They're coming from the left and from the Democrats.
So essentially what you're saying is Trump isn't the one imposing the tyrannical regime. They are. And so they're trying to project that onto him. So again, it's don't look at us, look at him. They're trying to deny, don't listen to your lying eyes, essentially.
Yes, and I'm also saying that while they call Trump a threat to the country and to our constitutional system, he is a threat, but he's only a threat to them.
Right.
And so they are trying to sort of create a bogus idea. Hey, you need to be really scared of Donald Trump. Whereas in reality, the only ones that do need to be scared are the ones that are trying to tighten, in a sense, the tyrannical noose around our neck.
Well, and the other thing that I think the people who actually need to be scared are the ones who are the threat to democracy. You know, Donald Trump has no desire to go after, say, oh, I don't know, lawful gun owners. He doesn't have any desire to go after citizens, but he does want to go after criminals. He does want to go after those who are here illegally. And those are the people that Democrats are trying to defend.
Yes. You know, Lincoln, if we flash back to history, in an early speech he gave called the Lyceum Speech, he predicted that there will come a regime in our society that will promote lawlessness on a mass scale. And he says then they will create a Caesar, a kind of a a tyrant who will exploit this lawlessness, and that is what will subvert our constitutional republic. I think when we see, for example, the aliens, including many criminal aliens, flooding our border, but they're doing it with the open arms welcome of the Biden-Harris administration, this is a dire fulfillment of what Lincoln had warned about a century and a half ago. We're seeing it happen before our eyes. And Trump, in a way, has the stature, the magnitude, the strength to stand up against it. You know, any other Republican, for example, facing two criminal charges would have exited the race, fled the field. Trump has a strength, a tenacity, a determination, even a political bravery that I really haven't seen in American politics in my lifetime.
You highlighted the immigration threat in one of your documentaries. Another one that you exposed was your documentary, 2,000 Mules. I was amazed, frankly, at some of the response, particularly here locally, from people who saw the film. It exposed some of the widespread coordinated voter fraud in the 2020 election. I know a lot of our listeners who saw the film were alarmed, frankly, by what they saw. Are you at all concerned that we will see any of that again with this year's election?
Well, I think the good news is that there is greater attention to the issue. There's some progress both on the legal, the judicial, and the election integrity front. On the other hand, I think that the Democrats are getting a little desperate. If you look at some of these betting markets, you can see that Trump seems to be pulling away from Kamala Harris. And so the Democrats are a bit like a cornered animal, which is always a dangerous thing. And now, I do think that you can't do the fraud in exactly the same way that it was done as depicted in 2,000 Mules, because quite honestly, if mules show up in the middle of the night with big backpacks full of ballots, they're going to be patriots who are looking for that and waiting for them. So I think that they will maybe try to cheat in a different and perhaps newly ingenious way. And so we need a lot of vigilance on our side to make sure that doesn't happen.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking with best-selling author Dinesh D'Souza. Dinesh, according to recent polls, former President Donald Trump leads Vice President Kamala Harris in 5 of the 7 pivotal swing states. And I think you and I both know that Trump historically underperforms in polling. Do you think that are you optimistic about the outcome? Is his margin of victory maybe getting too big to rig?
I hope so. I do think that there's a widespread sense in the country that things have been going badly.
Yeah.
And there's an iron law in politics that when that conviction settles in the mind of Americans, they're going to want to throw the bums out. I mean, they're going to want to eject the existing regime. This is really why Kamala Harris is trying this very sneaky, let's turn the page, as if to say that Trump is in office and she represents change. The whole thing is sort of laughable and ludicrous, but there's a massive media engine behind it. By the way, all of this is contradicted and exposed in my new film called Vindicating Trump, which is now streaming. It's also available in DVD. And VindicatingTrump.com is the website where you can get the movie, and also an accompanying book of the same title.
Great minds think alike. I'm so glad that you brought up Kamala Harris and this new, for lack of a better term, rebranding. I saw something on your Twitter feed, by the way, and I love your X feed. I still get calling it Twitter. It's old habits die hard. The Sentinel Action Fund has a new ad out that perfectly illustrates how Harris is desperately trying to mislead voters. But for lack of a better way of phrasing it, once a radical, always a radical.
I made that very clear in 2020. I will not ban fracking. There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, yeah. Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
We have laws that have to be followed and enforced that address and deal with people who cross our border illegally.
And the idea that we would have a president of the United States that vilifies immigrants, that wants to build what I call his vanity project, a multi-billion dollar wall.
We have also increased domestic gas production to historic levels.
The future of transportation in our nation and around the world is electric.
My values have not changed.
It would be laughable if it wasn't so threatening, really. Dinesh, are you concerned at all that voters might be falling for this nonsense?
I think that people are pretty smart. You know, there's no question. At some level, I guess you could say the very fact that this election is close is a bad reflection on the IQ of the American people. But on the other hand, you got to remember a lot of the Americans in the middle are getting a relentless barrage of coordinated media propaganda. And a lot of those people don't hear anything different. They don't hear from our side. They don't hear from the other side. And so it is a testament to the shrewdness of the American people that quite a few of them, I think an increasing number, are seeing through the fog and are not buying this kind of sales package on the ridiculous Kamala Harris.
Yeah, I love the fact you brought up the turn the page, because she tried to do that in her recent Fox News interview with Bret Baier, where she's still trying to blame Donald Trump for Biden administration problems as if she hadn't been in office for 3.5 years. And I love the fact that Baier at least, you know, pointed out that, well, wait a minute, you know, if first off, if you wanted to do all these things, you've had 3.5 years, why didn't you do it? And if we're turning the page, why aren't we turning the page from you?
Quite right. I mean, there's a kind of fundamental vacancy, mental vacancy and silliness to Kamala Harris. And in contrast, if we remember back to Trump, I mean, Trump came in as an outsider. There was relentless pressure on him because they were using the police agencies of his own administration to go after him. This was the Russia collusion hoax. And at the same time, he was doing massive things, both on the domestic and the foreign policy front, and making it look easy. I mean, earlier presidents are like, well, I want to move the embassy to Jerusalem, but I don't know how to do it. Trump's like, here, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Abraham Accords, the dealings with Kim Jong-un, the deterrence on Iran and Putin, the tax deal on the economy. Trump was like, I'll show you that this stuff of running the country and perhaps the world isn't all that hard. He made the experts look silly.
You've got a new book out. It's called Vindicating Trump. It's available on Amazon. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. One of the peculiarities of Trump is he doesn't actually make the case for himself, even though he's under all kinds of attack. And he does a Trumpian shtick at his rallies and so on. So the book is an argument for Trump. And it's an argument that begins with the premise that here you've got this man, and I've never seen a political figure under such sort of relentless attack. You almost have to go back to Lincoln to find a president who was so loathed and hated. And by the way, that loathing led ultimately to a successful assassination attempt against Lincoln. With Trump, we've already had two unsuccessful attempts. But even in Lincoln's case, the controversy and the hatred was over Lincoln's policies and over the Republican Party's policies, not over the man. With Trump, it is over the man. So the book is a vindication of Trump, the man, as well as his policies. And there's an accompanying movie of the same title, which is available at VindicatingTrump.com.
And have you got any other new documentaries coming that we should be looking for? I remember that response to 2,000 Mules was, frankly, I was shocked at the positive response to that. Have you got anything else we should be looking out for?
Well, some of the themes of election fraud are in the new film. There's a rather disturbing section called The Ballot Makers, which, in 2,000 Mules, I was looking back, in a year and a half to the 2020 election. Now I'm looking forward to sort of think, if I put myself in the mind of the criminals, how would I try to cheat in the 2024 election? So there's some fascinating material to that effect in the new book and movie. And so I'm really focused on this project because of the urgency and timeliness of it, and of course the stakes in the 2024 election.
Dinesh, we really appreciate you joining us. Thank you again. If folks are interested, they can obviously find you online at DineshDeSouza.com. And you're on X. I follow you on X. You're at Dinesh D'Souza, correct?
Yes, I am. That is my X handle. And the movie handle is just simply VindicatingTrump.com.
And the book, again, is available on Amazon. Again, we appreciate you joining us. Thank you. We appreciate you again, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.